The humpback chub has survived many obstacles. After the dams were built to provide electricity and water to the Southwest, the water temperature downstream dropped, slowing the chub's growth. Silt blocked up behind the dam, so there was no place to hide when non-native predators were introduced to the river. Many native fish have died off, and the chub became endangered. Martha Hahn is head of science at Grand Canyon National Park.
And I know that's hard for people to look at and say, well, so what, you know, so what if it's the last one around? But it's an indicator as to the health of a much larger ecosystem.
Since 2009, federal officials have been packing hundreds of juvenile fish into coolers, trucking them to hatcheries, tagging them, then flying them to nearby tributaries. Hahn says they've had great success with this move. One adult fish they tagged traveled 45 miles upstream, back home safe to the Little Colorado River. The fish management plan is now available for public review. I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.